This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we speak with Cassie McDuff, former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR news contributor. We review a few of the big news stories from around the Inland Empire over the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
An Inland Empire legislator has sponsored a bill that would help Riverside County schools buy metal detectors. So we're coming to this now, huh?
Well, yeah. Apparently, State Senator Jeff Stone of La Quinta heard from parents and school officials that they are concerned, as many people are, about the spate of school shootings that just seems to go on, and are looking for some way to stop guns from coming on campuses. What this bill would do, the County Office of Education would get a state grant for $100,000. The office would be required to raise $900,000 in private donations to match that money so that all of the schools in the district could apply for grants from the Office of Education to install metal detectors. These are not cheap, would cost somewhere between $5,000 and $10,000, and would also require some other spending to make sure there is only one point of access to each campus. So you can imagine fencing and gates and things that would be necessary. Los Angeles County school districts already use metal detectors, but this would be a pilot program, and if it's successful, it could be extended to other districts around the state.
And on the subject of school security, the Redlands School District is tightening security screening of visitors to its school campuses.
Right, and they are going to be funneling all visitors, parents, whatever, through one checkpoint on each campus. And all visitors would be required to submit a form of identification so that their name and date of birth could be run through a database, a national database for registered sex offenders. So at least it would screen for that type of offense. Some people voiced concerns about privacy. However, it's a trade-off, and the school district said no information would be shared with any other outside agencies, so it would not lead to people being arrested, for example, if they have an outstanding warrant for a traffic ticket or something like that.
That sounds like a pretty stringent plan, and it's going to be really interesting to see if indeed they manage to implement something like this, and if it isn't challenged at some point in time. So let's see what happens. And we're staying on the security theme here, Cassie. Psychiatric technicians at Patton State Hospital in San Bernardino are asking for help in preventing attacks by patients. Now, we've heard stories about this before, haven't we?
Well, yes. Unfortunately, it's happened all over the state at these type of state-run psychiatric facilities, which are meant to confine people who've been found mentally incompetent to stand trial. They're a danger to themselves or others, mentally disordered offenders, people found not guilty of a crime by reason of insanity, or sexually violent predators. So these are very serious cases.
And I know that there's been a lot of controversy about these types of facilities using drugs to calm patients. So that's been controversial. And now the technicians who work at these facilities are saying, hey, what do we do?
Right. Just a month ago, a psychiatric technician at Patton State Hospital was assaulted. And so the union for the psychiatric techs had a little demonstration outside of the facility where people were trying to draw attention to the problem. The facility has about 1,500 beds, so it's pretty big, about 2,300, 2,400 employees. The psychiatric tech who was attacked, she was punched and dragged into a patient's room and repeatedly stabbed with a makeshift weapon, pretty serious injuries. The union that represents her said that she had complained about being stalked by this particular patient and that nothing was done. Now, the State Department of State Hospitals has responded that they continually reevaluate hospital environments to identify and mitigate safety risks. They say they're taking this very seriously. But the Union for the Psychiatric Tech says that even when they have suggestions about how to increase safety, the administration is very dismissive and makes changes that they come up with without consulting with the techs who are kind of on the front lines there and you would think could tell best what kind of measures could help.
Huh. Well, this sounds sort of like a unique version of a classic management labor kind of dispute.
Well, we're talking about physical safety, so it's different from,
right,
you know, disputes over
money,
wages
or anything like that. Yeah. So perhaps this is something that Sacramento is going to have to get involved in, legislators or state departments.
We'll see. That certainly seems reasonable with six of these hospitals all over the state.
Yeah, okay. And one more thing, Cassie. When we talked last week, we mentioned the banning teacher strike, which had just started, and now it's ended.
Well, they said they were going to strike for 3 days at the beginning of the school year. And on the third day, indeed, the district reached an agreement with the teachers union. The details are not quite fleshed out yet. But if you'll remember, this dispute was over an hour having been added to the school day for the teachers at the middle school. And so the district has offered to cut some of that extra time off of the day and to compensate the middle school teachers with back pay for the extra hours that they did work without additional compensation.
Hmm. And I guess this means that banning school kids have their short extended vacation ended and they're back at school. They're back in classes.
Right. The teachers came back on Monday of this week.
Okay. Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime Inland Empire journalist and a regular Friday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear Cassie's segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.